I used to go out all the time in my youth. I used to go to cabarets like crazy and bars and taverns. So I have long known of the Chicago Cabaret Professionals, which is an organization that keeps it. It isn't just keeping cabaret alive. It is presenting cabaret in all its vibrancy. I did not know of this, the Denise Tomasello Cabaret Scholarship. So I've got Denise on the phone, and I also have another singer, Ellen Winters Reynolds, on the phone. They're going to tell me about this thing. Hello, ladies.
Hi, bro.
Ellen, I'm sorry we've never met. Denise and I go way back. Legendarily, the first review you ever got, Denise, was written by a young Rick Cogan who could stay out all night.
And it was fabulous.
Yeah, it was. It was good. It launched your career. This sounds like you're putting on the Emerging Artist Showcase. And forgive me, please forgive me, Ellen Winters Reynolds. How long has this been going on?
It's been going on since 2022.
Wow.
I was interested. I was the education chair mm-hmm. for Chicago Cabaret Professionals. And I was interested in putting on something for the late bloomers
sure.
in the cabaret world.
Mm-hmm.
Or the people who just didn't know how to get in. And I came up with this idea of this showcase. And at the same time, in another part of Chicago, Denise was talking to the current president of the Chicago Cabaret Professionals saying, I want to get involved with helping young singers grow.
Wow.
And that president put us in the same room and said, you two need to talk. And that's how the Denise Tomasello Cabaret Scholarship came to be.
Was it was the Cabaret Scholarship of the first Emerging Artist Showcase, too, or is this the first?
Yes.
It is.
Denise was there from the beginning, yes.
Wow, I just think that's wonderful. Had you two met before to
oh, heavens yes.
Oh, of course.
Heavens, yes.
Everybody knows.
We sat at a CCP event, and we talked about what we both had in our minds, and we realized we were both on the same page. Denise is a very generous benefactor and is the Queen of Chicago Cabaret, for crying out loud.
That's true.
So
that's
she's
very
a name
true.
That people know, and she really wanted to get involved in helping young people in a way that really hasn't existed before.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm quite taken with this. How do both of you? You don't just, you know, I suppose put an ad in the paper saying, "Hey, anybody want to be a cabaret professional?" How do you find the people who are in the running for this emerging artist?
Well, we draw from the Chicago Cabaret Professionals membership.
Mm-hmm.
We have hundreds of members, and a lot of them are not actively singing right now, but they want to be. And so this is for those people. And we have a submission process. We've had over a dozen and a half people this year submit. Each year we get more people submitting. And then we have a panel of Chicago Cabaret Professionals members who are established, who are performing, and they do the initial judging to break us down to five finalists.
Mm.
And then we partner them with five other Chicago Cabaret Professionals who are actively out working all over the country, some of them, you know, all over the world.
Sure.
And we ask them to give 2 hours of their time to one-on-one to each individual finalist. And we've offered them patter workshops on how to coordinate, you know, the speaking in between each song, how to be authentic. We try to give them as many tips and pointers as we can. And
there is not, you know, I think this is a very valuable thing in that, you know, certainly in our lifetime, ladies, the number of cabarets has diminished, sadly. That people don't have the opportunity to go out, young people especially. I think, do most of these young people, I don't want to say they feel lost, but do they feel needy for, they must feel needy for the expertise that you and Denise and the other members of the Cabaret Professionals supply. They must be awfully grateful, too, by the end of this process, yes?
Oh, they are. And I would, if Denise is willing, I'd love to have Denise talk about what where she came from with this idea, because we both came up with the same idea, different places.
different
I think
reasons,
Denise saw this
too.
Long before I did.
Well, go ahead, Denise.
Well, what happened was, Rick, I was home, and it was after COVID, and I had lost my husband.
Oh, I know.
And I didn't really want to sing anymore.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm never going to get on stage. I'm probably just done with that. And then I kept thinking of all the people that want to get on the stage and people that had dreams of doing it, and they didn't know how to get started. And also, there's the financial aspect, because people don't realize to launch a show, you have to have a musical director.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay them for rehearsals.
Sure.
You have to pay them for the performance. If you want to have a drummer or a bass player or a videographer, that all costs money. So nowadays, a cabaret singer, like, you know me from when I first launched my career.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We did not have to produce our own shows.
Mm-hmm.
We were hired.
Exactly.
And we all made
salaries. Exactly.
So we had a weekly salary. I lived and worked in the Gold Coast as a young singer.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't exist nowadays.
Wow,
so
that's right.
I thought if I could help somebody get their first show up, I said, why don't I help somebody so that they don't feel that they have to risk any money to do it?
Boy, I have to believe, ladies, that until this Emerging Artist Showcase began, that a lot of that you probably both wound up in kind of informal mentoring positions where people would come to you and say, hey, you've done a lot of stuff. Can you help me do this? I'm thinking obviously that happened, did it not?
It did. I'm also a professor at Columbia College Chicago, a music professor, and so I saw the need from an early standpoint. And I'm sure people were picking Denise's brain because she was so successful
sure.
at what she was doing.
Denise?
She always asked me, well, how did you get this? How did you get that?
Yeah.
And I would try to tell them, unfortunately, it was a different time and era. I said, I don't know how to tell you to do it now. And then when I told Ann Burnell, who was the president at the time, I said to her, I really want to help somebody. And then she went to Ellen, and I think the two of you came up with the Emerging Artists, and then we put it together with my scholarship. And it's really been fun to see the process of it, Rick, because they really do a fantastic job. Everybody that's in it is really fantastic. It's
well,
not
I think
like there's some
it sounds. Of course, I know none of these five people who will be part of the event at, well, we'll talk about that. We'll take a break, if you ladies can hang on, and we'll come back and start getting the details of this. It's the fourth year for the Emerging Artist Showcase, run by the Chicago Cabaret Professionals. Ellen Winters Reynolds, who's on the phone, is the producing. She'll be the master of ceremonies. And Denise Tomasello offers, has funded a scholarship. And you guys, obviously, just from the 10 minutes on, I've known Denise forever, but just on the 10 minutes on the phone, you two seem like a great, great pair. 7:30, August 14th, at the Epiphany Center for the Arts, you have the chance to see the next generation of cabaret performers, in one of whom, one of five artists who will be performing, will win, be awarded the Denise Tomasello Scholarship. They have already, the Chicago Cabaret Professionals have already sort of mentored these five people. And what are you expecting, ladies? It should be. I don't doubt that it's going to be very exciting. Have you talked to the five entrance and talk to them about what kind of shows they're going to do or not?
Yes, that's part of my job, is to make sure that they feel comfortable knowing what is expected. They will each do, as previous year, as previous participants have done, a three-song mini set that they will create based on a theme, based on a word, based on a composer that touches them. And they will talk about those mini sets with one-on-one with their assigned mentor. And then they go and work with our music director this year is Mark Burnell. who's had an amazing
year. Yeah, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to the two of you near the end of this segment about Mark and Ann, old friends of mine.
What a tremendous journey they've been on.
They've been through.
And he's going to be our music director, and so he's also working one-on-one with each of the artists to help them get ready. That's part of the whole process.
It's going to be, I'm talking about Ann Pringle, I judged a singing contest many, many, many years ago at Yvette, and Ann was a waitress there, and she sang, and this guy named, I can't remember his name, Al Blatter, he was a piano player, he and I picked her the winner, and she quit her job as a waitress and started her cabaret career and married Mark. Denise, this must be very exciting for you. Are you one of the judges?
No. See, that's one thing. I'm glad I'm not one of the judges.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet.
First of all, I'm telling you, they're all great, so it would be hard to pick. And also, I don't want it to be that I want the other people to judge them, and then I just give them the award.
Yeah, and I think that's really very wise. But I got to tell you, ladies, Denise Tomasello and Ellen Winters Reynolds, that just for these would-be cabaret artists, just the process of getting to that stage is a really wonderful, empowering kind of learning experience, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that absolutely is.
That's how you obviously conceived of it, that there really are, and I sort of hate this phrase, you know, there are no losers in this presentation, are there?
Exactly. And even the people who submitted, who did not get selected, did get feedback from the judges. I ask every submission judge to offer a constructive, kind comments, whether they be positive or whether they be ideas or suggestions of what the artist could do differently. And I try to make sure that they are as helpful as possible, because what is the point of submitting to something and not getting in and not getting any feedback as well?
Oh, sure. Yeah. How many people applied?
This year we had 16.
Wow. Does that surprise you?
It does. We started out in 2022 with 7.
Oh.
My goal has always been to have more than 5. and it's, I think word gets out every year. I did hear a gentleman after the show 2 years ago say, okay, I don't know who's going to be in it next year, but I don't care. I want to come back because I want to see the next big person.
Well, and it also sounds like not everybody's going to get up there and say, oh, I'm going to hear 3 Cole Porter songs. Sounds like it's going to be very, very varied, frankly. And I'm assuming that all of these 5 people can sing. Yes?
Yes, absolutely they can.
Someone starts telling jokes and they want to change the whole nature of cabaret into a joke-telling kind of contest.
We have some really wonderful contestants or finalists, I want to say, this year, who are already shaping cabaret in a different way for themselves, and that's exciting to me. This is supposed to be a very inclusive, a very authentic style of music, and it really makes my heart soar when I see the diverse collection of people that apply every year and the ones that kind of make it to the finals. And what's been very wonderful for both Denise and myself is that many of the finalists that didn't win in 2022 reapplied in 2023 and became finalists again.
Wow, that's great. I also,
and so they recognized that they were getting something out of it too, and that's really all it's about. So many marvelous singers, just because they didn't win that night doesn't mean they were not fantastic.
Well, but also think that that just in the applying and then performing, that they all of a sudden feel part of this Chicago cabaret professionals community.
Correct. Also, we had places to learn and grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these people do not have that opportunity because we don't have many rooms where there's a lot of entertainment anymore. So they can't
There are fewer and fewer rooms than there were even last year.
And they can't get a job and they can't experiment. So these wonderful singers that are helping them and mentoring them, they're giving up their own free time. And you can see that they've taken direction. And you can know that if they go out, and now when they go put their own show together, they have all this information to build on.
Yeah, it is, you know, I know that I've interviewed dozens, if not hundreds, of local performers, and it is a very, very nurturing world out there because you all know the difficulties in being an artist. What is, in general, ladies, the state of cabaret in Chicago and maybe even the country? As we said, and we keep harping on the fact that there are fewer rooms, and that's, you know, there are fewer stores open on Michigan Avenue, too.
Right.
But give me a state of the health of cabaret, both of you, please.
Well, it is still very much alive and well.
Okay.
And that's important.
Denise, it would be more... Denise, why don't you...
I'll be more specific. But
We lost a great room, but then we gained a few other great rooms.
Yeah.
So I think that it's balancing out. It's not completely gone. There's a lot of people out there working very hard to keep it alive.
Yep, no question. No question.
And I still think people love it. I think people, there's an audience that really wants to go see cabaret.
I think that too, yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of students coming into Columbia College Chicago at 18 saying, oh, I did a cabaret during the pandemic because we couldn't do live performances. So each of us did a little cabaret set. Kids
Perfect.
Are coming in, students are coming in with a knowledge of what cabaret can be, and they are very drawn to it because it allows them to be their authentic selves. And that is something that I think gives us hope.
And it's why
we need to continue to be more nurturing. There are so many cities and circumstances in which a music world gets very exclusive.
And doesn't
allow for new members to come in and out. There is this feeling of, if I need all of this and you can't have any, and that is not how any organization survives.
No, you guys are...
The beauty of Chicago cabaret professionals, and I think the Chicago cabaret scene, which has always been very front and center, is that we are inclusive and we want new people. We want to keep it alive. We want to infuse new heart into this art form. And I see it happening, and I still see it thriving in New York.
Yeah, you're right. And you two are quite a team. I must tell you that. I think it's a great thing you're doing. We're going to talk about Ann Pringle and her husband, Mark Burnell. You can read a long story in the Chicago Sun-Times today about them, a very encouraging story. Mark had I thought they were taking out half of his head when I would see some of those pictures, but they have he has bounced back remarkably, and they're both really nice people. The whole, you guys in the Chicago Cabaret Professionals Organization are the best. You're just the best. Ellen Winters Reynolds, it's a pleasure to meet you on the phone. Denise Tomasello, I'll sometimes see you walking down Bellevue, but we've been pals. We've been pals for a long time, and I think what you're doing is great. You can all get all sorts of more details at chicagocabaret.org. Ladies, thank you, thank you, thank you, and great success with this August 14th, 7:30 at the Epiphany Center. You'll see a wide variety of the next generation of cabaret artists. Thanks, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Rick.